Welcome to Flyover Conservative Podcast with David and Stacey Whited, where we break down current events and examine culture through the lens of conservative Christian values.
We're kind of in a crazy time, and I think the left for me tends to be a lot like Elmer Fudd or Wile E. Coyote. They kind of make these plans and they do things, and then it just kind of backfires on them. We're going to kind of break this down in some detail, but I want to put a couple of things on the screen real quick. You guys are all very familiar with the raid on Mar-a-Lago. We've had Christina Bob, who was the attorney that was at the gate when the FBI showed up. Charlie Kirk just put a picture of those documents that you know, these are famous. CNN runs these. Are like, Trump was just storing these things in his bathroom or whatever. They were in a secure locker. They moved them to these places. But Julie Kelly did some pretty incredible investigative work, and this is all unrolling right now as we're talking. I'm going to read Charlie's breakdown of this. He says, this image was leaked to the media following the raid at Mar-a-Lago, the first time such a dramatic action was taken against a former president. But it turns out those classified cover sheets were paper clipped on top of documents by the FBI.
Whoa.
Okay, but it gets worse. In their haste to paint Trump as a criminal, the special counsel now concedes that some top secret cover sheets do not even match the relevant documents.
Oh my gosh.
In other words, they created a photo op and it's not even accurate. They lied, they leaked, they smeared, just like with the Russia hoax, just like with the impeachment hoax, just like with every other case against Trump. What an absolute dumpster fire. Investigate Jack Smith. Now, we'll put the links to this down below and Julie Kelly's article, because she goes into all of the receipts, and it's very black and white and kind of plain and easy to read. But here's how the left is doing this. When you can't win the majority of votes, you can't win public opinion. When they're even if they walk out Luke Skywalker and he says, you know, I'm just thankful for Biden because he's, you know, eliminated inflation, and he's
so crazy.
Like they can look at you, they can stare at the sun and tell you it's night. Okay. But I want to play a clip. Jen Psaki, former press secretary for Joe Biden. Jen Psaki went on to Morning Joe this morning to fantasize about the ways Donald Trump can be taken off of the chessboard. And here's a quote. Maybe Donald Trump will go away. Maybe he'll go to jail. Maybe he'll die. Not to be morbid, but maybe, you know, he's not a young man. These kind of things said by those on the left, they do the very things, and at their heart and core, they project onto their opponents what truly is in them. I want to play this clip from Jen Psaki, because this is real and we need to look at it.
I think many of them want to be close to power. They also assume, or have this thought in their mind, that maybe Donald Trump will go away. Maybe he'll go to jail. Maybe he will die. Not to be too morbid, but maybe, I mean, he's not a young man.
Man,
You know, and we've covered this in different ways, but I think it's the best version of Donald Trump, where you know, a lot of Republicans are like, hey, he's being held, you know, in court, not able to be out campaigning like he normally would. They wish he was in Wisconsin and Michigan. He was doing big rallies in those places. But we're seeing this version of President Trump where he's going to the bodegas, he's going to the MMA fights, he's going to the Formula One in Miami over the weekend. He does these things, and when you're there, the whole arena chants,
they erupt,
USA. And there's a few celebrities allowed to be on screens, like Luke Skywalker, and they'll say crazy things, but they can't get past that the majority of people are like, what we're experiencing is a big poop storm, and things were better with Trump. And then they look at everything that's come against him, and they're like, oh, this guy's being framed by the establishment.
They see right through it.
They do see see right through it. And a guy that's kind of behind the scenes and does more than most people will probably ever realize, and then reports on a daily basis on the Thrive Time show, the one, the only, Mr. Clay Clark.
Yay! Greetings. I appreciate you guys for allowing me to be here with you.
Yeah, absolutely. What's your thought on that, Jen Psaki? Had you seen that yet?
I hadn't seen that yet. I can say that the idea of the Great Reset, and I don't know if people think about this, but this is how they think about it, they being the globalists. Klaus Schwab, Yuval Noah Harari, their plan is to put RNA modifying nanotechnology under your skin to surround the Earth with 30,000 plus, I say 30,000 because that's the actual number of low orbit satellites that emit 5G, and to make it where you cannot buy or sell without their permission. That's the plan. That's the plan. So the only thing or person or entity that appears to be opposing it with any type of momentum would be President Donald J. Trump. I would argue that if there was a rally held today and Ben Carson, who I respect, or if I, who I hope, hopefully I respect myself. But if I was there, if Ben Carson was there, if insert the name of whoever a notable vice presidential candidate would be or somebody who's kind of well known in conservative circles, it would be tough to fill it up with 30,000 people, 20,000 people, 40,000 people.
Sure.
But yet when Trump shows up, everybody shows up, to your point. You know, so when Trump shows up, the crowd cheers USA. So I believe that there's something bigger at work. I believe President Trump is anointed and appointed for this. And so, again, even though there's some very credible vice presidential candidates that are maybe household names, and even though there are some event organizers like Charlie Kirk and myself, you know, we would never draw anywhere near the crowds that President Trump is drawing. Mm-hmm. And I believe that's because God has really chosen him for this time. And I really do. I recognize that the Great Reset, the people organizing the Great Reset are concerned about President Donald J. Trump and his ability to serve as a trumpet, as Kim Clement prophesied that he would, because he's waking up the masses.
I agree. So what's your thought on that, Clay? You know, we're hearing from several people. We are 180 days from the 2024 presidential election. It's pretty obvious, you know, that from all the polls and everything that we're seeing with President Trump, he should win. We believe, you know, he won in 2020. But what will that look like, do you think, in 2024 when President Trump wins?
And over these next 180 days with them like Jen Psaki, I mean, I don't think these guys have anything off the table to stop that.
Well, okay, let's talk about some things that we know that are facts. I wish I had more discouraging stuff for you, or more encouraging stuff for you. I don't wish I had more discouraging things. One is there's 282 banks that are on the verge of failing, according to CNBC. Now, there's other media reporting that, but there's 282 banks. So we have 50 states in these United States. So let's just say there's four banks per state that failed. That would freak a lot of people out. Well, sure. Actually, you know, think about it. It's closer to six banks per state. So that's, you talk about chaos, and the CNBC report that I saw said you don't need to be worried unless you have more than $250,000, which the people that I know who are over the age of 50, 55, school teachers, doctors, dentists, lawyers, et cetera, they put the retirement in the bank as a safe investment. So again, I believe that that's going to be a problem between now and the election. The World Economic Forum reported that 98% of the Earth's banks, these central banks, are on a track to release a central bank digital currency. I believe that's going to happen. You are beginning to see an escalation of insanity on college campuses. I believe that is going to be an escalation. And then you're seeing the complete persecution of anybody who has made, seen any kind of traction trying to stop the Great Reset. So, you know, Mike Lindell achieved a lot of traction by trying to stop the Great Reset. They're going after him. Peter Navarro had a lot of traction helping to reinvigorate the American economy. So they put him in jail. President Donald J. Trump clearly had a lot of traction. So they're trying to stop them through the weaponization of our legal system. And so that's what I see happening as I see the banking and the attack on the banks. And then the final thing is this bird flu. Just this past week, the World Health Organization announced that, shockingly, they're seeing the bird flu jump from birds to cows and from cows to humans. And they're very, quote unquote, alarmed about the cases in the United States. So you're going to see an attack on our health and our wealth. Not that I'm prophetic, not that I'm negative. I'm just telling you that's what you're going to see, an attack on our health and our wealth, and then, Dave, our daily just way in which we live.
Just like 2020.
Yeah, I would say like 2020, I think, but worse, like dramatically worse. So I'm going to give people an example. You know, I kept my businesses open. I didn't shut down my businesses. So what I got, I'm not saying this to try to drum up sympathy. I'm just telling you, what I got is I lost every single friendship I'd ever had before the age of 35, 36, all of them. Not a single one of them remained. Not a single person, because I kept my businesses open. So every one of those friendships, all of them, not some, all of them were completely taken away. And then there's exceptions like four or five that remained. And that's because outside of Dr. Zellner, Most of the people that I knew from high school and college, they didn't know that the models are false, that the PCR tests are false, that the treatments are real. And they thought I was putting people over profits, putting profits over people. Mm-hmm. people. And so people were sending me Facebook messages like, you know, you're a horrible person. You put profits over people, you know. And so I'm watching it. And now the same level of hit pieces and attacks and all that, the same thing that happened before I met you guys, they're doing it again. And so you're going to watch it again, but it's going to be much more intense because this is the final push. Because remember, Klaus Schwab and King Charles, specifically King Charles, he started a countdown clock, counting down the time from Agenda 2030 to now. And there's a countdown clock. And in order to keep on pace, they have to end America as we know it. So they're going to continue blending that border. And remember the goal of the Club of Rome, it's called the Club of Rome Report, a report that was written in 1971, released in 1972. It calls for the dividing the earth into 10 economic regions. So if you're mm-hmm. watching this from Missouri, this is what it looks like. Canada all the way to Mexico. So from Canada and America, they would become a kind of a Canadian America. It'd be one region. And then you would see from Mexico all the way down to South America, that's going to be another region. They want to break the earth into 10 economic regions. That's the plan. So that's what they're doing. I have no evidence to believe that it's being stopped. I do believe significantly more people are awake to what's going on. However, I don't know anybody in my life outside of the tour that knows what's going on. And I know this because when I talk to cheer moms and dads and parents of my kids, none of them have any idea what's going on. So it's very interesting how that deception is working. And I hope that President Trump, given his celebrity, his authority, his communication skills, I hope that he can serve as that wake-up call for many people.
He has an incredible skill to sort of draw attention to an issue. Like a lot of people weren't talking about NAFTA. They weren't talking about the border. They weren't talking about fake news. But people kind of sensed it. And then he came along. He's like, hey, you know, there's something nefarious in that cup. And then people go to defend it and they go to attack it. Hey, there's nothing in that cup. Hey, it is kind of bad. And what's in the cup? And he kind of steps away from it. But he sort of points out, you know, the obvious. And then the media machine, it kind of gives them content. And he controls the news cycle in a way that I do think over these next, you know, there's basically two 90-day runs between now and the election. And I don't know what that'll look like at this stage of 2020. The drug addict counterfeit money expert had not OD'd yet in Minneapolis. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that was a powder keg that then the media ran with to create a narrative. So I don't know what it'll look like over the summer, but I'm assuming they're going to, you know, they're refining their system, what they're doing on college campuses, that will expand. But he has a way of pointing at it that even if the left doesn't want to talk about it, they got to go and kind of look at it. And I think there's just so much for him to work with. The American people will know more of what's going on than ever before. It'll be a major, okay, I got to look at this. And then it's a matter of, do we have the internal fortitude to say, I'm not participating, pound sand, because everything could be done in a day if Christian leaders and the people who are aware do something. But when everybody's like, well, I don't know, I guess like a Clay Clark kind of person should do it. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It is not a matter of doing something radical. It's just stop participating. Kind of like the college kids did in North Carolina with, you're not going to take our flag down. And they just kind of stand at the base of it and say no. And like they outnumbered these Hamas protesters like 10 to 1 within minutes when people rallied around. Because they could see visibly like, we're not going to let you take our flag down on the campus. And they just stood with it. So if people just start standing with what's right, literally this thing goes away in a day.
Yeah, I would just say, I mean, again, I go back to just very basic things that I was faced with, and I hope this is helpful for somebody. But, you know, there's no way I'm going to stop meeting and stop going to church. And it's not because I'm the world's best Christian or that I have some, you know, divine insight that other people don't have. It's just a very clear commandment, a very clear action step. The Bible's very clear, Hebrews 10:25. We should not forsake the gathering even as we draw closer to the end. That's the ultimate authority. Then the First Amendment gives us the right to peaceably gather. And so I'm just not going to – the idea of not – getting together and not going to church just wasn't an option for me. It's just not. So therefore I push back because that's the way that I'm wired, or that's the way I choose to be wired. And I'll just say this, Dave, the first time around, most people I know, and I'm not saying some, and I'm not using hyperbole, I'm just being real. Almost everybody I know thought that I was overreacting, that I was being crazy, that I need to calm down because I need to just shut my business down and see what happens. And I'm not going to shut my business down because if a business is closed, it won't be open. That's what I'm not going to, I'm just not going to capitulate, you know? So that was like the first test that America failed at scale. All right. So then we move on to the next tests. It's like, wear a mask. I'm not going to wear a mask. Why not wear a mask? Because I don't want to cover the image of God. We were created in the image of God. I'm not going to cover the image of God. Furthermore, wearing a mask is, we've heard it said on multiple shows, wearing a mask is like putting the chain link fence, you know, to block out the mosquitoes. We've heard that analogy. It doesn't make any sense. No, not going to do it. And people are like, calm down, put the mask on. Not going to do it. Stand 6 feet apart. Not going to do it. Why? Just not going to do it. Why? Because I'm just not going to do it. So I'm watching people go along and capitulate. And I'm not being negative. I'm just being very pragmatic and realistic here. America, Americans, your wonderful listeners here, we have a test in front of us. We have a test.
Yeah.
We have a test coming up.
It's so true.
We've been studying. Hopefully we've been reading. But I'm just going to tell you an example of something that bothers me, but it's okay. But here we go. And it's not somebody that you fellowship with. I'm just giving an example. There are prominent people in my life I know who are in ministry, prominent, who are like, I would love to come to the Reawakened Tour, but if I go, I heard there might be litigation. I'm going, what now? And like, well, I've heard most of your speakers are being sued or subpoenaed. And so, but I've heard if I go to this event here, I won't get sued or subpoenaed. So they go there. And then I have people that I know from the tour who've came to our events. And they go, I went to the such and such event. And they never talked about election fraud, medical fraud, religious fraud, monetary fraud, what's inside the shot, RNA modifying nanotechnology, or anything. They just taught from the Bible, but never talked about current events as though it was worth living in some world. I said, so what did they talk about? And they said, well, the pastor, the preacher, the teacher, the prophet, whoever talked about Nehemiah. And but I'm like, do they ever talk about anything practical? No. And these are people that I'm not paying people that I know to go to other events. And so you say, well, why don't the other events talk about it? Well, it's because most conservative events that exist today are designed to make money. And they have what I call it an industrial complex. But the way it works for people out there that don't know, if you want to get a booth at CPAC this year, folks, if you want to get a booth at the Republican, the RNC convention, you want to get a booth at whatever, insert the name of the event. Normally, you're going to pay money to have a booth, and it's going to be more money than what most people can afford. So the right away, independent podcasters are done because they don't have that kind of money. Then they say, okay, do you want to speak? And you say, you mean you could speak? You could pay to speak at a huge conservative event? Yeah. A lot of these events for $50,000, you can speak. And then once you pay the $50,000, you have to pre-submit your speech. You have to go ahead and submit it. And then when you submit the speech, so Jack Hibbs, as an example, Jack Hibbs, I respect a lot. He's a pastor and he had an opportunity recently to speak in front of our elected officials in DC and they sent him back an approved speech that he's allowed to say. And I heard him do an interview talking about it. And he said, at the very last minute, I decided I'm not going to follow the outline that's approved.
Good
and
job,
so
Jack Hibbs.
He referred
Hibbs.
To God as the Father and he did it. But most people don't operate that way. So right. I'm just trying to make sure we're communicating this. And I'm not trying to discourage people. I'm just trying to really wake people up so you understand this idea. If you watch the heavily produced conservative events that are coming up, typically, you're not going to hear about what's going on because usually you had to pay. For a typical vendor booth, I mean, you're spending thousands. For a media booth, it's tens of thousands. The speakers had to pay 50,000 sometimes and 51,000. Sometimes they're $100,000. And so they bring in a corporate sponsor and the corporate sponsor says, we're going to pay for our guy to speak, but you're not going to talk about how Elon Musk has the RNA modifying nanotechnology, how Elon Musk literally has a company called CureVac that benefits from the COVID-19 pandemic. His company, CureVac, produces mRNA in the shots. You're not going to have anybody get up there and point out how Vivek Ramaswamy makes money every single time you take the shots because of the patents he has. You're not going to hear anybody get up there and explain what countries were funding certain members of the conservative team last time around. You're just not going to have these conversations. And it's because it's such control. So you, that group is controlled. Then you have pastors, many of which who I've met, unfortunately, over the years. And many of these, most of these pastors, Dave, they get book deals. So you and Stacey are different cats. You guys are frugal. You actually buy silver. You do the things you talk about on your show.
Yeah.
You save, you live below your means. But a lot of these pastors who I've met, they get a book deal, and it's called a 360 degree deal. And the way it works on a 360 deal is that the pastor gets like 3 million, 4 million, 5 million, 10 million up front. And now for the next 10 years or 5 years, whatever that window is, all revenue streams in their life are now controlled by the book publisher. Mm. And so there's what they call a reputational clause in most of the contracts. So if the pastor, preacher, teacher ever speaks out against election fraud, medical fraud, religious fraud, monetary fraud, mainstream media fraud, or doesn't even go as far as to push the shots, then they have to refund the money that they already spent to buy their mega mansion. And so that's where we're at right now. So most of the pastors are bought. Fake faith, Mike Johnson is, in my opinion, doing more work to discourage the average conservative than anybody I've ever seen. I mean, yeah. Fake faith, Mike Johnson is really doing an incredible job discouraging people. Fake faith, Mike Johnson, who's done the opposite of what he said he's going to do. So you have that group is controlled. You have people like Matt Gaetz who are trying to speak out and do the right thing. And he's being told now that he's not allowed to speak to Peter Navarro. I mean, this is a representative in the United States of America, Matt Gaetz, and he's told he can't speak to Peter Navarro because Peter Navarro is too big of a risk. What? So Trump's chief economic advisor, who's now in prison, he can't speak to Matt Gaetz. How does that work? How does that mean we have a representative who can't speak to someone who's in prison for what? Okay. So you have that. President Trump now, I mean, he's not allowed to speak on things because of the gag order. And so that's what's happening at scale. And so if there is a path forward to save the nation, I can tell you, I'm 100% sure, and I'm not prophetic, but I'm 100% sure of this. It doesn't involve doing nothing, which is why your show is so important, because everybody needs to do something, as you guys often say. So we need everybody, if you're listening to today's show, I've got three really strong calls to action for everybody, and I'm super serious about this. One, you need to go right now. You need to go right now. Go to givesendgo.com. We've talked about it before, but I'm going to talk about it again. You need to go to givesendgo.com/Navarro, and you need to go, you know what? Matt Gaetz isn't allowed to speak to Peter Navarro. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm not going to let my voice be muted, and I'm going to speak up for Peter Navarro, and I'm going to donate $5 today. And I'm going to skip my lunch because that was the only, I mean, I'm just saying, if all you have is $5, you go, you know what? I'm going to skip my lunch today, and I'm going to take my lunch, and I'm going to go out to my car and look at my empty brown bag where my sandwich should have been. And I'm going to look at it and write Peter Navarro on it on my brown bag, and I don't get my snack pack, and I don't get my burrito from the gas station. I'm just gonna have to look at this brown bag, and Rob is gonna, you know, and you're gonna write on there Navarro, and you're gonna pray for Peter Navarro. You're gonna fast. The Bible is very, very clear that certain miracles, and by the way, the New Testament has even been censored. So the Bible talks about how certain miracles won't happen unless you have prayer and fasting. And I don't think a lot of people know that, because in the Bible, certain verses of the Bible were taken out. And so I'm going to just kind of help everybody out there today find this part of the Bible that was magically, I say magically via sorcery, removed from the Bible. Matthew chapter 17, verse 20 through 21. They removed verse 21 from the New International Version for anybody out there, and from most versions. But it says, "And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have the faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible for you." Here we go. "Howbeit, this kind goeth not but by prayer and fasting." So I encourage you today, action step number one, prayer and fasting. You go, I don't really want to fast. I'm so hungry. That's the point, is we're doing a sacrifice. So you say, well, I can afford lunch. Well, donate enough money so you can't afford lunch. I'm not kidding. Go to givesendgo.com/Navarro. I encourage you, donate something and take the time you would be chomping on a steak or whatever you're doing, and pray for Peter Navarro. Prayer and fasting, that's a biblical idea. Second call to action, very, very big. Second call to action. You guys talk about it on your show all the time. We should talk about it more. The collapse of the dollar, 282 small banks are on the verge of collapsing. It's not my opinion. CNBC reported 98% of the world's central banks are getting ready to launch a CBDC, according to the World Economic Forum. Not my opinion. So if you have not scheduled a consultation with your precious metals dealer, you need to do it. And you guys have gone through the vetting process. You've known Kirk and his team for years and years and years. It's a relationship that you have. It's a relationship that I know that is very sincere to you guys. It's heartfelt. You guys actually do what you say people should be doing.
Every
so
month.
People should schedule that consultation while you can. You know, everybody can afford an ounce of silver. You say, I can't afford an ounce of silver. It's under come on, let's go. So you go, you schedule the consultation today. And then the third thing is we've got just under 300 tickets remaining for the Reawaken America tour, June 7th and 8th in Detroit, Michigan. And then we also have, there's 34 tickets remaining today for my business conference. I have June 27th and 28th. And what I have found, and I'm not people, I'm just being clear patterns I've seen. I've found that some of the most politically aware people I know of, their businesses are not doing well, and their income is not doing well. And I find that the people that are the most excited about their business typically are politically inactive, and they have no involvement in their church. And so God's called us to not just be involved with our faith, not just with our family, but our friendships, our finances. God wants us to participate in these areas of life. So if you're out there today and you say, man, I need to get a checkup from the neck up and I need to grow my business, what you do is you just go to thrivetimeshow.com, June 27th and 28th. You're going to have an unbelievable, life-changing, wallet-expanding. I just did an interview yesterday with a guy by the name of Saul. I just did the testimonial yesterday. He owns a series of Mexican restaurants. He has doubled the amount of new customers in 9 months.
Wow.
He came to a conference 9 months ago. He's doubled, and he happens to be an outspoken patriot that loves our country. First generation legal immigration. He legally immigrated from Mexico. And Dave, he's taken that extra money. He's supporting causes. He's fighting back. So again, that's you can do that, or you can come to the Reawaken America Tour June 7th and 8th. And that's going to be in Detroit, Michigan. So those are the calls to action there, Dave. But again, man, you guys, I know God was working on you when you came up with your mission statement, but God is not looking for us to sit back and go, that David is hilarious. Although I used to get that. It's not a thing where people need to sit back and go, that Stacy's awesome. We appreciate that. But we're all about you guys, your heart is to activate your listeners. Mm-hmm. And I encourage everybody to get activated right now because, Dave, to your point, it is a sprint. We got two 90-day sprints headed into the election, and that's where my mindset is at, Dave.
I love that. And just something as you were talking, Clay, it just made me think, you know, every week I do something called the Prophetic Report. If, you know, Flyover Family, if you're not aware of it, it's every Wednesday at 11:11. And something that has been very consistent over since January started, that God is, his voice is amplified, and he's saying very similar things through multiple prophetic voices. And one of the things that we found is a lot about what this year looks like, you know, what the next months are going to look like, May to November. What is that going to look like? He's talking about it, but we do have a role to play. We do have to speak up. We do have to show up. And some of the things that he's showing is that we need to pray and ask him, can these things be changed? Can these things be altered? Can these things be stopped? And asking him, and then we have a part to play in what's getting ready to happen. It doesn't have to unroll like it looks like it's going to unroll in the natural. We have a part to play, and a big part of that is prayer and then showing up at these places and saying, nope, not on our watch. We will not be silent. It's this really this righteous rebellion coming forth. And so I think it's important. And being a part of these events that Clay's talking about, coming together with other conservative Christians, linking arms and saying, you're in my area. Okay, how can we team up to make a difference in this state, to make a difference in our country? So I'm so thankful, Clay, for you being willing to put these events on. I'm really excited about this last event in Michigan. It's going to be amazing. And you truly have top-notch speakers at that event.
Well, you know, we have right now confirmed, and just so people can kind of understand this, if President Donald J. Trump returns to office, and I believe he will, his chief, we'll call it legal expert, okay, the guy that many people are saying should become the head of the FBI or the DOJ or some role of significance, is Kash Patel. He's speaking. Many people say, wow, you know, if President Trump returns, the man we should put in charge of the military is General Michael Flynn. and he will be there speaking. Many people say, wow, you know, the guy who was the world's number one, people forget this, one of the world's top legal minds and the mayor of New York, Rudy Giuliani, who, by the way, Kim Clement prophesied that Giuliani would be a watchman in the latter times. Mm-hmm. He is going to be on the Reawaken America tour. President Trump's right-hand man, his son, his cupbearer, Eric Trump, will be at the Reawaken America tour. The doctor who's been accurate about the whole thing since the very beginning, Dr. Stella Emanuel, frequent guest on your show, she will be at the Reawaken America tour. Alina Haba, President Trump's chief legal spokesperson, she will be at the Reawaken America tour. Mm-hmm. And I could go on and list Dan Ball, One America, great friend of mine. By the way, Dave, if I talked to you offline about Dan Ball, did we have that conversation? Did I call you?
No. But I know who he is. So this is
This is how it rolls. This is for Colton and Avery and Team America, Team Flyover. Dan Ball, the One America team, they're coming to the event. And Dan was like, can I somehow team up with somebody to help me snag a few interviews for One America? And I go, David and Stacy are my my friends. I will talk to them. So this is my private conversation with you, between you and me and them and everybody. Because One America, you know, they operate on a shoestring budget. And Dan Ball is the host for One America, a great guy. He was just on Tucker Carlson.
Yes.
And Dan is really trying to get the word out. And so he was like, hey, is there someone I can trust to team up with? And I said, Dave, Stacy, I'll connect you guys. So if I haven't group text you, I'll do it when we hop off today. But again, I'm just saying, this is what's happening. And so we've got to press in right now. And if you're looking for biblical encouragement, someone says, I need biblical encouragement. Yes, read Nehemiah. What? Nehemiah? Are you saying read something in the Bible for encouragement? Yes, read Nehemiah. Shouldn't I be watching Tucker Carlson? You can watch that too, but read Nehemiah. Homeboy was building and fighting, fighting and building, fighting and building, building and fighting. You say, well, I need more encouragement. Read the book of Daniel. Daniel? Geez, Bible again? All you ever do is talk about the Bible. Stop it. I tune into this Christian show to learn about listen, I know everybody out there, we want to talk about the Bible. Man, I mean, you talk about Daniel, okay? Just to be clear, Nebuchadnezzar is like, hey, here's the deal, guys, I've captured you. Guys, I'm changing your names. I want you to eat my food. And then when I have these various instruments blown, I want you homeboys to worship me. That's how it's going to go down, or I'm going to kill you, and I'm going to turn your homes into a dunghill. That's what Nebuchadnezzar's doing. And Daniel's like, no, not going to. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, like, not going to. Nope.
Yep.
Nope. So he's like, okay, I'm going to throw you in the furnace. And then the Nebuchadnezzar's guys are going, hey, you know, furnace is pretty hot, Nebuchadnezzar. I don't know if we want to go any hotter. He's like, make it hotter. And they're going, I can't get you any more heat, Captain. You know, and so he heats it up, right? And the guards end up being incinerated by the fire because it's such a massive fire. Then he throws Nebuchadnezzar throws these homeboys, you know, into the fiery furnace. But before they go in, they're like, hey, whether our God saves us or not, we're not betraying God, so deal with it. And then Nebuchadnezzar looks in the fiery furnace and he's like, I feel like there's more people in the furnace than when we threw in. What is going on? And again, you talk about faith. I just see so many conservatives, not your listeners, who are just so, they get a lawsuit. They're like, meh, just stop it. We have got to fight back. Matthew 5:10 from the Bible says, blessed are ye who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for ye shall inherit the kingdom of heaven. And someone says, what's that sound again? Meow. It's just a sound I hear. It's like a mixture between like a meow and a groan. It's a very Ishtar sound. And I just see a lot of conservatives, Dave, the first time they get a negative comment or their boss tells them, we need to talk to you about your social media post, they immediately go, meh. And I talk to a lot of them because they go, I spoke out and I got in trouble at work. I know that's called persecution. And the Bible guarantees you, if you follow Christ, you will be persecuted for your faith. So as I'm being persecuted, you're being persecuted. All these things are happening. I don't really focus a lot on the emotion of the moment. I focus on the motion. So folks, if you can get the E out of the way of the emotion and focus on the motion, that's a better place to go. And most anxiety, most stress comes from sitting around doing nothing. So if you have a problem, focus on solving it instead of talking about how you feel about it. So I encourage everybody, take massive action. And again, go to gibsongo.com/Navarro. Support Peter Navarro. If you can't afford it, don't eat again this week. You'll be fine. Do a 7-day fast. gibsongo.com/Navarro. If you text me proof of donation to my phone number, which is kind of blurry, but if you text it to my phone number, text me proof of donation, you have a chance to win a backstage pass. I encourage you today, if you haven't yet done it, come to one of our Reawaken America tour events, June 7th and 8th in Detroit, Michigan. June 7th and 8th in Detroit, Michigan. I told Eric Trump, I told General Flynn, I'll tell you again, if they want me to do something else before the election, I'm happy to do it. People say, well, why? because we have to save our country.
Yep.
Because if we don't save our country, we'll be sitting around thinking yep. about all the things mm-hmm. that we should have done in a Chinese-sponsored quarantine camp.
That's
I love it. You know, we love Branson, Missouri. They got a place called the Sight and Sound Theater. It's an incredible place to see like a biblical story come to life. But they got nothing on you.
No.
That was the best interpretation of the book of Daniel I've ever seen.
I loved it.
Just amazing. Guys, tip your waitresses. He's going to be here all week. Clay Clark, incredible job. Clay, thank you for all that you do. Really appreciate it. You are an inspiration and an irritation to all those coming against you. And we're thankful.
Hey, I love you guys. Love your attitude. Love your family. For anybody out there that doesn't know, the Whited family is actually better off air than on air. They're great on air, but I'm telling you, folks, when you come to the Reawaken Tour or any other event that they're at, you can meet the Whited family. They're wonderful people. And if you use promo code FLYOVER, when you get your tickets, you do have a chance to win a backstage pass. Just under 300 tickets remaining. Use promo code FLYOVER for a chance to win a backstage pass. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much, Clay. We appreciate your time.
If you want to do anything worthwhile in life, you've got to be hungry. It's better to be prepared for an opportunity and not have one than to have an opportunity and not be prepared. So every day I was working to develop myself. And that's what you must do.
I promise you one thing. You have never seen any player in the entire country play as hard as I will play the rest of the season.
Get in here! Hey, we got 30 minutes for the rest of our lives!
30 minutes!
30 minutes for the rest of our lives!
There were none before me, and there will be none after me. Therefore, that makes me the one and only. Young and single and love to mingle, certified, bona fide, indubitably qualified to bring you satisfaction, a whole lot of action. Look out, baby, I'm your love man. I was hungry. I was hungry. You gotta be hungry.
Hey, Flyover family, come join us June the 27th and 28th, 2024 in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We're going to be there with Clay Clark, an amazing group of individuals that have made such a difference in so many people's lives.
Do you want to increase your production in a job? Do you want to make more sales? Do you want to own your own business? Do you want to have breakthroughs financially? The key to that is knowledge.
Clay Clark is anointed to help people in business. We've watched him over the last couple of years, and we've been blown away. He's part owner of over 160 businesses, $2.4 billion in sales.
Before politics and the Great Reset came into Clay's life, he had the number one rated Apple podcast. And he interviewed people like Anthony Robbins, Seth Godin, the top authors, the top business minds in the world. At this specific event, there was an interesting cast of characters that come from gangs to American Idol.
Some of the guests that are going to be there: Michael Levine, Colton Dixon, Peter Tonton, John Lee Dumas, Mondo de la Vega,
and Tim Tebow. They're there to share what they've done and their breakthroughs and what their story is. And then Clay lays his map of business success, calls the path for every person to follow.
So you may be sitting there thinking, okay, I get it. What do I have to do? Go to thrivetimeshow.com. When you get there, the tickets are $250 or whatever you can afford. Yes, you got that right. $250 or whatever you can afford. You can name your price. So there are no excuses. You have to join us there. There are only a few VIP tickets left. Like David said, special dinner and special time with the speakers. That is $500 why they last. So $500, only a few left if you want a VIP ticket. We want to meet these speakers as well. So we got VIP tickets.
I want to meet Tim Tebow.
I do too. The date is June the 27th and 28th, 2024 in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Go to thrivetimeshow.com to get your tickets. Recognize that sound? You know what time it is. It's time for an economic update with Dr. Kirk Elliott. Yay!
How's it going?
Well,
good.
There's not been a lot of eras in history where, you know, people with PhDs in economics get standing ovations, but we need to start the call with the
and
show.
Cool songs.
With that every time. Got a cool song. But you're also, I always tell people, this ain't your grandpa's PhD, man. This guy's cool.
That's right.
In the mix.
I mean, it's a real weird world where I do get standing ovations. It's like, what? I'm talking about economics. I'm not a celebrity. I'm not talking about cool things. I'm just talking about economics. But yet, I think this is what's front and center on everybody's hearts and minds right now.
Yeah, and you did write the book, How to Thrive, Not Just Survive in an Economic Tsunami. Yes. And that's what people want to know. How do I thrive?
I know our listeners do. Our listeners are tuned into, hey, how can I thrive? There's a blizzard outside, but, you know, I can wear a coat. I can actually, you know, still prosper in this time. I want to set up a clip. I want to play with you because, you know, we talk about your common sense and advice and wisdom. You've been a friend of ours for over 25 years. And like, you're a steady, you know, married to the same woman, raising kids, doing, there's not no drama in your life. It's like just, you know, Proverbs, like biblical wisdom. If people have read your book, you reference Proverbs and, hey, what does God say about money? What does God say about choosing advisors, making wise choices, you know, all these things. There's an interesting thing when you analyze politics and politicians. We reject like 99% of all politicians that want to come on the show. I just have very little value for them because most politicians couldn't do the jobs of my viewers, of the people that watch the show, and go all the way up to the top. You know, Joe Biden, nice people, could he do your job? Whatever it is you do, if you run a tanning salon or you're a checkout person or you have a landscape company or whatever it is you do, Joe Biden probably couldn't do your job, you know, for the next year. And so you look at that. But then it's a click worse when you look at their advisors, because sometimes, you know, you can have a professional athlete, but if he's got good financial advisors and they have his best interest, he could still do well, even if he doesn't, you know, have, that's not his area of expertise. Who are the people advising someone? You know, it's kind of like the idea when your kids are in high school, it's like, show me your, I want to know your five friends, because I know you're going to start, you know, trending that direction. Play this clip. Jared Bernstein, he's the chair of executive advisors. That's a team that's advising Biden directly on economic policy. So if you see Joe Biden economic policy, who are the voices in his ear? It's Jared Bernstein. Let me play this clip real quick when it comes to him understanding our money supply.
Like you said, they print the dollar. So why does the government even borrow?
Well, again, some of this stuff gets, some of the language that the MM, some of the language and concepts are just confusing. I mean, the government definitely prints money, and it definitely lends that money, which is why the government definitely prints money, and then it lends that money by selling bonds. Is that what they do? They sell bonds. Right, since they sell bonds and people buy the bonds and lend them the money. Yeah, so a lot of times, at least to my ear with MMT, the language and the concepts can be kind of unnecessarily confusing, but there is no question that the government prints money and then it uses that money to, I guess I can't really talk. I don't get it. I don't know what they're talking about. Like, cause it's like the government clearly prints money. It does it all the time and it clearly borrows. Otherwise, we wouldn't be having this debt and deficit conversation. So I don't think there's anything confusing there.
All right. Please
Whoa,
make it.
Whoa, was that a skit? Was that like a skit?
Please make it make sense. This is not SNL. This is, so when you see Joe Biden speak, you're like, oh, we're in trouble, but at least there's probably smart people around him. That's the guy driving economic policy, Jared Bernstein. So
are you serious?
Help this make sense.
He talked for minutes and said nothing.
He doesn't know.
If he's on the Council of Economic Advisors and he doesn't know the most basic function of the Fed. So here's the thing. The government doesn't print money. The Fed prints money. The Fed prints money to buy U.S. treasuries. When the government says we need money, they print money to buy their bonds. And then the U.S. has the money that they need to raise the debt ceiling to pay for expenditures and entitlements and all that other garbage. So we issue treasury bonds as a country. And normally other countries will buy those treasury bonds. We have foreign capital inflow. But we don't have that anymore. Nobody wants our bonds. So who is the buyer of last resort? It's the Fed, which is not federal. And there's no reserve. It's not a government institution. It's a private entity that's got duped. You know, during the Federal Reserve Act of 1913, they duped all of America thinking, hey, let's have this you know, cartel owning families start up a central bank, and we're going to print money out of thin air, collect interest on it from the U.S. government. I mean, the interest goes to the Fed. I mean, it's just insanity. He doesn't want – the reason I believe that Bernstein was fumbling around is because he doesn't want to tell the world how it actually works. Right?
Wow. Yeah.
But he looked like a seventh grader getting up to do an oral book report and hadn't read the book. But you think it's more he knows, but just is
trying to figure out,
going through the mental gymnastics of I don't want to create negative sound bites, but he kind of created one by trying to hide it.
I haven't seen that video. I would love for you to send me the link. That is appalling.
It is appalling.
That is one of the economic advisors to our president who bumbles around and can't speak. But now the economic advisor to him bumbles around and doesn't even know how we make money as a country. And do we buy bonds or sell bonds? It's like, it's confusing. It's not confusing. It's basic. It's the most simplest concepts. So anyways, no wonder we've got problems, right?
Yeah.
So this is where, you know, who else thinks that we have problems? Elon Musk, he actually operates without a filter. And I think it's hilarious. You know, he just, you know, it's on his mind. It just comes blurting out. But he's warning us now, all of America, about our debt. He's warning us about Biden's massive deficit spending. And what does he say? He says, we need to do something about our national debt or the dollar will be worth nothing. Nothing. Why is it going to be worth nothing? Because if you have to keep printing money, the Fed, like what Bernstein just kind of tried to fumble around with, they're buying U.S. treasuries because there is nobody else that's buying it. So therefore, we're buying our own treasuries, the Fed is. And what does that do? It creates a lot of money. What does that mean? It means your dollar is becoming worth less because it's turned into monopoly money and nobody else really wants it anymore. So Elon Musk said also that overspending must stop. You know, we had the Build Back Better program. Remember that when Biden first It cost us over $2 trillion. And what has it done? That was supposed to rebuild America. We spent $2 trillion, and what did we get out of it? Nothing. America's worse off than it was before.
Right? Yeah, planes crashing, potholes in the roads, the airports are
so
bad. You know, the grid's still based on 1960s technology. There's no visible improvement other than an enrichment of the elite.
Or Ukraine.
And Ukraine, which has had – Ukraine's had an increase. It's like a I'm not going to quote the number, but the number of new millionaires and billionaires in Ukraine is astronomical. They compare over the last 3 years. It's up and up and up, and we're paying for their pensions. And so it's like it's just a giant money laundering scheme from top to bottom.
Yeah.
Well, the people, I'm not saying the people of Ukraine are suffering, but it's the handlers, the ones in charge are cashing in on this money flow that nobody has a spreadsheet saying where it went.
Right. I mean, nobody does. Nobody knows. This is unsustainable. And what are they going to do when they just can't continue to print money like they are to buy out every U.S. Treasury bond? They're going to try to raise taxes. Mm-hmm. So Elon Musk and Warren Buffett at his Berkshire Hathaway meeting, annual shareholder meeting, says higher taxes are likely. Why? Because they don't have enough money.
Sure.
They're going to try to raise taxes to generate more money. But there's a problem with that. When America is tapped out and you raise taxes, it doesn't have the effect that they want. Raising taxes will increase government revenue when people have a lot of money left over at the end of the month. Because I don't care what the taxes are. I want to buy this toy for $80 and I have $150 in my wallet. I'll still going to buy it. I don't care what the taxes are. But when America is living hand to mouth, month to month, paycheck to paycheck, and you raise taxes, they're simply going to spend less. That's going to create fear. Well, here's the thing. This presidency rules by fear. The globalists rule by fear. So I was doing some research over the weekend, and in 1966, there was a Cloward-Piven theory.
Okay.
So what's the Cloward-Piven strategy/theory? Well, I'm just going to read it to you what it is. Is a political strategy outlined in 1966 by American sociologist and political activist Richard Cloward and Francis Fox Piven. The strategy aims to utilize militant anti-poverty groups to facilitate a political crisis by overloading the welfare system via an increase in welfare claims, forcing the creation of a system of guaranteed minimum income and redistributing income through the federal government. Okay. This plan that we're seeing right now play out, you've got protests everywhere.
Yep.
You've got kind of this redistribution of wealth everywhere. You've got militant anti-poverty groups facilitating political crisis. Just like when people run out of money, social chaos brings fear. What does fear do? It causes you to look to the government, to run to the government and say, please fix it. Please. Mm-hmm. How about a guaranteed minimum income? How about redistributing wealth from all those evil billionaires to everybody that needs, right? So this strategy, the stuff that we are seeing right now, was actually written about in 1966. Now, David and Stacey, I know that we're old and we've known each other since college, but that wasn't even as old as 1966. That was like in the 90s, yep. Right? So yep. This has been going on for a really long time, and we happen to be alive to be seeing the fruits of that manifesting itself in real life right now.
So Man. Do you believe this is intentional? This was intentional. They've been trying to do this and 1966, they identified it, or you think it started then?
I think it started. That's when they came up with the theory to start using these anti-poverty militant groups to try to start chaos. And I mean, this is rules for radicals, right? This is Obama's playbook, is use these activist, militant, anti-poverty groups to create havoc, to actually then take it one step further, eliminate banks, eliminate funding from banks. Like banks right now don't have really enough money to lend out. So therefore, people still need something. They need to survive. They need welfare. They need food. They need this. They need that. So you just do an end run around private banking and go directly to the government. This is all part of the community organizer Rules for Radicals playbook of using mayhem to create change. They did this to a large extent after 9/11 with the Patriot Act.
Yep. Made me think of that earlier. Yep.
Look at all the laws that changed, you know, privacy right because of that. Look at what's happening right now at college campuses across the country with the anti-Israeli protests. I mean, fear, fear, fear. This is exactly the playbook that they want, because with a state of fear, people are going to give up their freedoms. Economic freedoms is one of the biggest ones that they're going to give up, because people will give up a lot to make sure that their guaranteed minimum income comes in, that they have money to feed their family.
Okay, so we can't control everybody else, but what can we do to protect ourselves? Because obviously this is a critical time to make decisions to put ourselves in a good position.
Yeah, and you look at the people in charge and you're like, okay, if those in charge that are supposed to be protecting us are complete idiots, we've got to take it on ourselves to do it. Like there's no, like I just showed you the guy that's advising Biden. Mm-hmm. You know, the Biden's a clown. That's the guy advising Biden. Mm-hmm. Elon Musk is saying, hey, we got to do something. He's a fairly competent person. So, you know, the competent people are saying, hey, this is an alarm. And then the people that are supposed to be protecting us are a clown show. We've got to do this ourselves. That's how I look at it.
It's how I look at it, too. I mean, it really is a little bit scary to think that Bernstein is giving economic advice to the president when he doesn't even know how the economy operates.
Yeah.
And it's a sad state for America. Mm-hmm. So what do? We allocate into strength. There's a couple practical things I would do. I would get out of debt, right? This is going to sound a little bit radical, right? But in an era where food inflation is going through the roof and you might have social disruption, I would actually get some long-term storage food too, or at least some cans of something, even if it's SpaghettiOs, right? To actually have in your pantry in case there's a disruption of sorts, right? It's you prepare for the rainy day. But financially, it's actually quite easy to me. Get out of things that are coming down, go into things that are going up. And as revenues decrease, as people spend less money, as they're higher taxed, which is what Warren Buffett and Elon Musk said was going to happen. These are smart guys, right? And they're getting rid of things. Musk is like closing up tons of divisions at Tesla, laying off 10% of workforce, and Berkshire Hathaway is getting rid of streaming services. Warren Buffett and Elon Musk are brilliant investors, both billionaires, some of the richest people in the world. You think that they're actually going to do something that's going to harm their portfolio? No, they're smart guys. They didn't get to where they are by being stupid, right? So we should start to do the same thing. Cut back on things. That's rule number one, on the things that you don't need, and invest into things that are growing, which would be gold and silver. That's what I would do at this point.
That's huge. So Flyover family, for a free consultation to find out what are your options, what does it look like for you? You can go to flyovergold.com, scroll down to the bottom, fill out your information, and someone will get a hold of you to set up a free consultation. Or you can call 720-605-3900. Again, it's 720-605-3900 to set up that free consultation.
Some of the nicest people you'll ever talk to in your life.
They're amazing.
No pressure, but way to find out information.
That's exactly right. And you can sleep at night. You're going to be able to lay your head down and know, okay, I have done everything I can to put myself in a great position. Dr. Kirk, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it. This is a crazy time to be alive.
Well, just in our lifetime, used to be where you'd hear your grandparents talk about how cheap gas was and stuff. And it was 75 years before, 50 years you know, before.
And so we've seen a lot of changes since Biden took office. $700 more a month
than what you needed in January of 21 when he took office.
You might hear these kind of things and think, oh, that's overwhelming. I can't control the government. I can't control what they're doing. I can't control the spending. But we can take care of ourselves.
You want to make sure that you're buying bullion from somebody that you can trust and someone that does not charge you a commission when you go to sell.
If there's going to be a commission, have it on the front end, not the back end when it skyrockets. And now you're like, oh my gosh, look at this big, huge commission I got to pay because it's on the back end before I sell it.
You can buy an ounce of silver for $23. So this is something everybody can get into. And if silver goes to $50, if it goes to $75, if it goes to $100, all of those profits are yours. And that's happening while the dollar is buying less and less at the actual grocery store.
So you can go to flyovergold.com, fill out your information. When you do that, someone from Dr. Kirk's team will get a hold of you to set up a free consultation. It doesn't cost you any money whatsoever. Or to do the same thing, you can just call 720-605-3900.
President Obama will go down as perhaps the worst president in the history of the United States! Exclamation point. At real Donald Trump. Well, at real Donald Trump, at least I will go down as a president.
I know people have talked to you about whether or not you want to run. Would you ever?
Never got so bad, I would never want to rule it out totally.
A new world order.
These allegations are false.
Weapons of mass destruction.
The USA Patriot Act.
The blueprint for large corporations.
We once were, we are no longer a Christian nation.
Donald Trump confirmed that he is considering a run in 2016.
Do it. I am officially running for President of the United States.
He will never be President of the United States.
Donald Trump will never be elected
President of the United States.
People are watching these results come in.
We're going to make this decision now. Donald Trump will be the 45th President of the United States.
Does it ever seem to you that President Trump has done more than any president in modern history?
And in the 10 years I've been involved in politics, I've never seen an administration hit the ground running like this.
I could spend the rest of the hour laying out the accomplishments under the Trump presidency despite everything thrown at him.
Mark has just had his 12th straight record close.
Taking action to save as many kids as they can.
We were energy independent under the Trump administration.
More Americans reported being employed than ever.
Helping those who have served our country in the military to get access
access to mental health care.
The Great American Outdoors Act is the largest single piece of legislation to support our national parks and public lands.
Created more than 7 million good-paying jobs.
Websites can be held liable in court for having sex trafficking content.
The Abraham Accords, which for any other president would have been multiple peace prizes.
America did not enter into a foreign war.
The unemployment rate in the U.S. fell to 3.5%.
The First Step Act eases federal sentencing for nonviolent offenders.
Increased funding for historically black colleges and universities.
Allows terminally ill patients easier access to experimental drugs.
Kept the inflation rate low.
Honored with the Bipartisan Justice Award.
Had a massive MS-13 gang problem.
3.9% is the unemployment rate.
Requiring airports to provide lactation rooms for breastfeeding mothers.
Middle class family income increased nearly $6,000.
A dramatic escalation in his crackdown on illegal immigration.
An advocate for educational choice.
Tariffs on Mexico and Canada.
An act preventing animal cruelty and torture.
Taking out Baghdadi, the head of ISIS, Soleimani, the Iranian general.
Save Our Seas Act, commitment to environmental issues.
We're saying Merry Christmas again.
Community development in low-income urban and rural communities.
Help us to remember the importance of fighting off tyranny.
Pulling out of UNESCO, the World Health Organization, the Paris Climate Accords, reassessing NATO and the United Nations.
Stood up for Christianity and the Constitution more than any president in American modern history.
We are stopping the attacks on Judeo-Christian values.
Do you miss me yet?
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Flyover Conservatives podcast with David and Stacey Whited. Please subscribe, hit the notification bell, and leave us a comment below. Lastly, if you enjoyed today's podcast, share with those who came to mind. Be blessed and make it a great day.